the moon dies and is resurrected. It sheds its shadow as the serpent sheds its skin to be born again. The principle of life involved in the field of time, death and rebirth. The sun does not have a shadow within itself. The sun is always radiant. It's always a crisis when the sun is eclipsed. Something has eclipsed it. The sun hasn't eclipsed itself. And the sun both kills the moon, but then becomes the mother, out of whose womb the moon is born. The dying moon, resurrected moon, the three nights dark. These associations are speaking the same old story of finding the eternal life in the temple. And that's the problem of our existence, you might say.